We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
State Assemblyman Angelo Morinello is with us this morning on WBEN. The Thruway Authority has set the stage for toll hikes in 2024 and 27. Not a done deal yet. There are still public hearings to come. But Angelo, how does this impact Grand Island, which you represent?
Good morning. I'd like to talk and bifurcate this. Number one, let's talk Grand Island first, and then let's talk authorities in general. You know, the impact on Grand Island will be a much greater impact than any other area in the state for one simple reason. There's only one egress and one entry into Grand Island. That is the two bridges. People that live there have no alternative routes. So what they're doing is they are impacting their lives in a negative way, number one. Number two, let's take the businesses. Other than those that live on the island, anyone who would want to go to Grand Island for some of the tremendous restaurants, the recreational areas, Beaver Island, they may avoid it, which means it will have a negative economic impact on the island. Will individuals who want to move to the island decide not to because of the tolls? So I think that Grand Island needs to be isolated from this and be addressed in a different manner than the general state. Number two, let's talk about authorities in general. You know, authorities were a thought out process to avoid transparency for the citizens of the state of New York. And I believe this, that what needs to be done is a thorough audit of the Thruway Authority, dealing with revenue, spending, fiscal practices, reduction in employees since cashless tolls. Remember, they have reduced, and we don't know the number yet, how many employees and how much of an effect did they have on reducing the budget. These are items that are not transparent when you're dealing with authorities. Let's deal with their debt. We don't know if that debt is being used for only Thruway issues, or is it being used to subsidize unbridled spending of the state in other areas? We have the, just for a few, power authority. We have the dormitory authority. We have the labor. Well, let's talk about just the authorities. There seems to be a tendency to reward political supporters by putting them into these authorities without any need for their employment, which then drives up the cost.
Angelo, on that issue of authorities, and specifically when it comes to this issue on tolls and the Thruway Authority, where is the oversight or any public input or even input from a lawmaker like yourself when it comes to this process? They're going through a year-long process on this toll hike that could be as much as 75% for some users. We're not expecting any of the public input to be positive, saying they will gladly take a toll hike, right? But it's going to be negative feedback, and everyone's expecting this to go through anyway. How can that happen?
Other than elected officials speaking on the radio or sending letters, we have zero ability to influence authorities. They have an authority, they assign a board, and that board makes the decisions. The legislature, unless the legislature at some point as a majority, not just the majority members, but those in the entire legislature, decides to address the authority issue. Let's take the power authority, for example. Okay? There is not one trustee from Niagara County, yet 76% is estimated for NYPA comes from the Niagara Power Project. But we have no ability to influence or discuss. And we know that that is a catch-all for political patronage. The Labor Department, which is a department, not an authority, is another, has been a catch-all for political patronage without any oversight. So what we're dealing is, we're dealing with a state that has created situations taking oversight and transparency away from legislators and the voters. New York does not have a revenue problem. They have a spending problem. And I want to say I'm not opposed to helping those in need. But when you start opening our doors to everyone in the world that wants to come here because we give free everything, just turn around and look around. Everywhere you go, free food, free this, free that. But whose burden is it? The taxpayers, the workers. And we keep eroding. Now the new cry out of Albany is, let's take it from those who've worked and accumulated a nice a cushion in their lives. Well, they don't deserve it. You know, we have to change the focus. We have to speak up, and we have to get those that are around the state. We got to exclude New York State from these discussions. I mean, New York City, because this is where it seems it is going. Let's look at the power authority and all the other authorities. They sweep money from the authorities to go into the general budget. Look what they did with the Bill Stadium. It's not a negative or a positive, and I don't want to get attacked on this. But the point is, they continue to take these authorities, use them as piggy banks. We have no control. We have no oversight and no transparency. But the difficulty is the way they're set up. Unless in an election, the people stand up and speak up and say, listen, enough is enough. Get out of my pocket. Stay out of my house. Stay out of my life. I want to live a good life and quit stopping me from trying to succeed, because the better I do. Now, the other issue we have in New York is they are not practical. There's what's called the fiscal cliff. Those that are getting assistance, if they try and break themselves out of that poverty cycle, they lose all assistance. So now, if it's costing, as an example, $500 a week for a family from the state, and they go out and they earn $500 a week, that's wonderful. They're trying to break out of
And Angelo, we've talked about that too in the past, and we are speaking with Assemblyman Angelo Morinello on WBEM Buffalo. I don't want to get too far off the main focus, though, right here. These tolls, this particular increase, 5% twice beginning in 2024, 75% for all other cars. If people don't want to see this happen, what is the avenue for raising their voice or making that happen? Or is this a done deal?
Well, on this, all they can do is go to the public hearings, give negative comments. The legislators, all elected officials, can write letters. But when it comes to the authority over it, it rests in the governor's hands. And the governor can stop it. And how do we stop it? We ask for transparency first. You know, there's statements. Well, the expenses are up. We need this. But there's nothing to back it up. So I would think that we could request the governor to have a little more transparency in this process, to open up the books, to audit the revenue, the spending, the fiscal practices, the effect of reduction in employees since then, and look at the borrowing. Does the borrowing that is going on with that authority, is it utilized to benefit the authority, or is it being utilized to supplement other issues and other departments in the state without any transparency. So, I mean, I think it's time for an audit, and I think we call for a full, complete audit for full transparency.
Do we even know, Angelo, what the Thruway Authority Board is paid? Do we know any of their salaries?
No, we don't know what benefits. We don't know anything about any authorities. Okay? We just hear this name, authority, and everyone shudders because they have unbridled power within themselves. I'm not sure if they do get paid, and I don't know that answer, and I probably should. So I'll admit I don't know it, and I would look it up and find out. But aside from that, it's the bigger spending. I would think even if they get paid and there's some expenses involved, it's not to the level that would warrant hikes. The warranting of the hikes, in my estimation, without being able to analyze it, is spending. And is it proper spending? Is it utilized for the proper purposes? So I would request, and I think the taxpayer should request, the governor ask for a full audit and put any increases on hold until there's logical reasoning. General accounting practices should be followed. Are they being followed? Are we using all of the general accounting practices and principles to establish this? So there's so many unanswered questions that we need to get to, and I think the one that can push this, and I believe that our governor, I think Governor Hochul, has the appetite to challenge some of this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.